Well, welcome. Let's go. We got a very special episode this week.
I'm so excited. I've been counting down for this.
Straight up. The famous Noelle in Dallas. Let's go.
Dude, so stoked to be here. This is my lifelong dream. Super excited. Like, it only goes down from here. Like, it goes being on Internet Frenzy and then the birth of my two children.
Yes.
And then being married to Dallas. So,
yes. Okay.
So we're,
that sounds about right.
This is it for me, you guys. This is it. So thanks, guys.
No pressure. Not going to disappoint on the expectations.
I'm nervous now.
Start making wish down.
That's awesome. Well, this episode's going to be a lot of fun. We haven't told you guys what it is yet. So we're going to surprise you in just a second, but really quick for last week, it was, but you're not the main character. Was the theme? Who was the fake? Wasn't me.
Was me.
Oh, well, I am proud to say that I was the fake.
Yeah.
I was the fake. You called it, probably. I feel like you do really well at calling it.
Especially when it's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can read you like a book.
I know. It's because he's my brother.
It's a Halcom thing.
Yeah, for sure. We're just champions.
This week's topic. Are you guys ready?
So good.
Worst roommates of all time.
Oh, yes.
I'm not kidding when I tell you my story.
That was a buffer.
It's so good.
Oh, I cannot wait.
I can't wait.
So fake.
ChatGPT really did it this time, didn't it?
No, it's unreal.
I am real, guys. Yeah. Okay. I am real and I wish I was the fake. That's how good this story is.
Wow.
Here's what I will say.
What?
Like, there's a whole subreddit on Reddit dedicated to bad roommates.
Oh, that checks out.
I spent a really, like, bad amount of time just in the trenches reading all the stories of bad roommates. Oh. And I truly think that, like, no one's going to know who the fake is because the real stories are absurd.
No.
They're crazy. Mm-hmm. So, that all being said, the other thing that I thought was fun, and like, feel free to chime in whenever you guys want. It's like, some of us, just due to our life experience, have had a lot of roommates.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I had 10 in 2 years.
Mission.
Yep.
Oh that checks out.
I was like, whoa, where did I have a roommate, bro? What's going on?
I was going to say, I was like, I think I've only had like, four roommate or like three roommates. I'm like, oh yeah, I did have 13 on my mission. Yeah. And then, you know, I did summer sales. So I had like 8 right there. Yeah. Then, you know, I've had one here and then, you know, my dog and, you know, another dog and, you know, so, okay.
I'm sure you've got plenty of crazy stories.
Got a couple.
We've definitely got some good ones.
So I'm excited. I'm excited to find out who has a fake for one.
I really hope and pray that you guys guess it right at the end of the episode, because how legit would that be if you got it right?
Yeah, I've gotten one right. How many episodes have you done?
25.
Thank you, Isaiah.
Okay, so I'm 1 for 25 as the biggest fan of Internet Frenzy.
Did you just lie about that number?
For sure.
Oh, wait. Oh!
I think that's
it. Wait. It is 25.
You're right. This is 25.
No.
Welcome for life.
When did that become you guys? Like,
just
you guys
now.
Are the only one.
We did it, bro.
How did we not?
Oh my god.
I had to dab someone up.
Yeah. It just gravitates towards each other.
Yeah. Well, I have a purebred Halcom inside of me. So.
True. Well, I mean, technically it's mixed, right?
Like, I guess it's a mutt. Yeah. I tainted it, apparently.
You're just half the bloodline. My it's genes. Not a big deal. Oh,
that's okay. I was half too. That's so sad.
Messed up.
You're also a half. You're a half. You're a half.
But it's different because...
No.
Because think about it. My dad was... He's adopted, so like... It's different. It's different. It's different. And my mom's royalty on that side, so we're like... We're big.
When we say we're the Halcoms, we're the Halcoms.
Yo, here's the thing. If you want to get technical with it, you guys literally aren't even Halcom blood.
True.
But guess what?
Because you're adopted Halcom blood.
We're Gunlatch.
Yeah, we're Gunlatch. Which one sounds better? Gunlatch is dope.
That's pretty bad. Eh?
Yeah, it's worst roommates of all time.
So good.
Listen, I have a primer story and a real story. So I'm going to go with two stories tonight, and I'm sorry.
Is one personal?
Well, two Reddit stories, and then maybe more personal, just depending on how the night goes. We'll see.
No pretending.
This one comes from Am I the Angel?
Oh.
Interesting.
I'm
full
scared.
Confession, I don't fully understand the sub. I don't.
Okay.
But it was linked to another one, so this is how I found it. Okay. Am I overreacting? My roommate is taking photos of me.
Oh. Probably not. Okay.
No.
We'll see. We'll see how I feel.
Give it a chance.
Okay.
Give it a chance. So I, 18M, have been with my roommate, 36F, let's call her H, for 11 years. She's an awesome roommate. Keeps both our areas clean, gets the groceries, is always friendly, though she wakes me up when I'm sleeping sometimes. A few days ago, she left her phone unlocked on accident, and I found a ton of pictures of me. I went on her computer and found a folder called My Name, and it had 9,631 pictures and a couple videos of me sleeping. Most of them from all angles. In my bed, on the couch, my desk chair, even the one time I fell asleep on the carpet in the middle of the living room.
Why are you doing that?
Never wanted to force sleep.
No.
So I, needless to say, I was really freaked out. Mm-hmm. I tried to confront her over this, but she told me I was being a silly boy, then got mad when she found out I accidentally changed her keyboard language to Arabic. No, I don't know how I did this either. She isn't letting me anywhere near the desk anymore, not even to sit in my very nice desk chair. She thinks taking these pictures is normal. She even kind of took a video of me complaining at her. But I'm kind of freaked out still. So Reddit, am I overreacting about my roommate's numerous photos and videos of me?
Nah, fam.
First thing that I find is very weird. He's 18 and they've been roommates for 11 years.
That was my very first
point. Wait.
Is that his mom?
Edit number one. I am a cat.
Oh.
Okay. I was like, what? Had us there in the first half. Wow.
A plus poster, because you got me good.
That is pretty good.
My hair is very clean.
Oh my gosh. Oh, as soon as you said that, I was like, oh yeah, this story is fake. Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
That could be fake. I'm a cat.
18 and 37, I'm like, okay, that's either some really freaky stuff that's going on, or like, you got some mommy issues here.
You're abducted.
Stockholm syndrome.
Saw this in my research and thought, I have to say this one.
That got me good.
That was great.
We've never done a story like that where it's like something.
Yeah, that's funny.
Or like, it's actually a cat, you know?
Oh my gosh. It was a cat the whole time.
And like, it's so good. 36-year-old, that's the only roommate, 36-year-old female, and there's just 9,000 cat pictures. Like, of course there is. Of course.
She just wakes me up sometimes when I'm sleeping.
Yes.
My roommate used my vibrator without my knowledge. What do I do?
That's so bad.
I need more details.
I hate it when that happens.
I'm sorry for the long one, but I am absolutely dumbfounded. A little bit of backstory. I, 23F, have been married to my husband, 23M, for 4.5 years now. We own our own place. My high school friend, let's call her Amy, 21F, recently moved in with us about a month ago due to bad living situations with her family. She has a toddler who is also my godson. She said she would be here for about a month. Amy is not independent at all and is still living out her immature streak, or turn 21 streak. She doesn't buy her own groceries, laundry detergent, tampons, etc. She has been using my husband and I stuff, which in this economy has kind of been affecting us financially. I have tried to calmly bring it up, but I hate confrontation and I'm just a plain doormat. My husband and I have been arguing a lot lately due to this. Amy is barely home as she is usually out at bars, sleeping at / with other guys, out with friends or at her mother's house. My husband and I recently noticed that small items were moved around in our room. Our bedroom door has been left open. We always leave it closed for multiple reasons, most of us which don't pertain to her specifically, mainly just safety reasons. Hygiene items are missing out of our bathroom and pretty much just the house is in disarray. We are clean people and like to keep our house a certain way. We understand having a kid makes that hard, so we are lenient in some things. So, my husband had a camera in the house. The camera was in for about 4 days. We noticed when she was home alone, she would go into our bedroom. However, we can't see exactly what she is doing due to the angle of the camera. I've brought up to her that our bedroom door has been left open, and each time she responds, I don't know how, I didn't go into your room, or it was left open this morning. So I know she's lying straight to my face. Now to the main point of the story. Today, my husband calls me and asks if I had her go into the room for any reason and if I had asked for Amy to get something out of my nightstand. I said no. Then he tells me to go check the camera. I do, and it shows her going into the bedroom, over to my nightstand, then back out. She was in and out very quickly. Didn't look around, only cracked the door enough for her to fit through. Open the drawer, you could hear it clear as day on the camera, and it's a very unique sound since they are old, solid oak nightstands with no sliders. Then she walked out with something under her shirt. She knew exactly where she was going and what she was doing, like she had done it before. She also clearly knew it was wrong since she was trying to hide it. I immediately got upset and assumed she stole the cash that I had in there, but knew I'd have to wait to get home after work to check. 15 minutes later, my husband calls again and says, go look at the effing camera. And what do I see? Her rinsing my vibrator in the bathroom sink, not washing with soap,
just a little rinse,
sniffing it.
Oh!
Drying it with her hand towel.
No!
Sniffing it again. Hiding it under her shirt again, then going back in the room to put it away.
Is she trying to smell herself or you?
Oh. The camera stopped recording because she came out, but we know she was in there for at least 5 times longer than when she grabbed it, so we have no idea what else she was doing. I am completely disgusted, astonished, violated, just no words. And what can make it worse? Just 2 days prior, she tested positive for a vaginal bacterial infection and was given 2 medications. I have no idea. 2, not 1. I have no idea how many times she has done this since she has been living with us for a month and the camera was only in the house for a few days. I am at a loss because I don't want her to be in the streets, but she has 100% lost my trust forever. Furthermore, she's jeopardized my health, my husband's health, our relationship, and proven to be completely mentally immature. I'm entirely sickened by the whole situation. I don't know how I can't ever have a normal friendship with her again.
Maybe I think she's meant for the streets at this point. Yes, yeah, she's done.
Obviously. That's too fishy.
What? Yeah.
Oh!
Literally.
Does that smell like me or OP?
No, literally.
Holy crap.
But if she
used soap, then girl would be like, why does it smell like dish soap?
But is she going to smell it before she uses it? She's not like, smells like Dawn. It's good to use.
Oh, I would be
hopefully
like,
you just don't. You know, it doesn't need to pass the smell check, right? No, it just needs to be the place that you last left it.
It's got to be charged.
Yeah, it's dead. Dude, I just charged it. Why is it dead?
It's dead. Someone used it.
My roommate, Amy.
If you see Amy, I think is where I'm at with that one.
Would you kick her out?
Oh.
Oh my
100%.
Gosh.
100%. Especially the whatever she's got going on down there.
Yeah.
Like, that is just...
Even without that, that's just like...
Oh, so
one, she's been sleeping around. Like, who knows if any of those guys had an STD?
True.
And now she's got it, and now...
And then get your own vibrator.
Yeah, she can't get her own groceries. She's not gonna buy her own toys.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Oh, I would buy one for her if that was the case.
Oh, so I'm curious how much money she had, because if there's a bulge that big under her shirt, I mean, how much cash did she have? Like, come on, help a pal out. Say, hey, here you go. Yeah.
Shit. My safe. Yeah.
It's like, oh, she took my cash for sure.
I can tell. Suspect, 18 inches long, 4 inches wide.
They're measuring it.
Well, my thing is, I don't know. It's just like, give it to her and buy a new one.
Yeah. Be like, ah, bro, you can have that and also get the F out of my house. I never want to see you again.
You can keep it.
Take that under the bridge with you. You're just fine.
Have fun.
You and your kid enjoy my
favorite. Oh, wait a second. What, just like no context, like criminal sentences? Never mind. You and your kid enjoy my vibrator.
No. I'm so sorry.
I'm saying like.
Not like that.
We knew what you meant. Don't make it a headline.
Do you guys want to hear the update?
Yes, I do.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I think I have to.
Okay. 2 days after posting, my husband and I discussed and waited for Amy to get home and asked her if she had anything she would like to tell us. She said no. We then told her there was a camera in the house and we saw her go into my nightstand. She got silent. So I asked what she was doing. She took a while to respond. And after some pushing, she said, this is awkward. She then told me that she was curious as to what I use. I asked her what she meant and she said, toys. I asked her why she didn't just ask me, as I'm a very open person. She said she felt awkward. I then asked her why she rinsed it and sniffed it. She said, why'd you rinse and sniff?
I saw you sniff it, bitch.
She said, well, because I touched it. I told her it doesn't make any sense why she would do any of that. Why wash it after handling it and not before? Why even go in my personal area in the first place? We, of course, told her she had to move out because the trust is completely gone and I do not feel comfortable having her in our home anymore. My husband was a champ. Every time I started to shut down, he took the conversation over. I got tested at urgent care and tested positive for the same infection she has and put on an antibiotic. After days of asking for test results and if she had an HIV test done, I found out she hadn't. She is physically not at our place anymore, but we are trying to arrange a time for her to come get all of our stuff. There is still so much to the story. My godson is mostly with his father now, and Amy is back in with her mother, I believe. There's two more updates.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
While arranging a time for her to come get her stuff, she made a comment that I interpreted as her admitting to actually using it, not just figuring out the brand. My husband and I decided that we will no longer be able to keep it because this whole thing will always be in the back of our minds. Yeah. She came and got her stuff last night and I gave her the present and said, well, I can't use it anymore. She might be fine with sharing toys, but I 100% am not. Disgusting. This is crazy. According to the people I know, she has been saying that I kicked her out because I thought she was trying to sleep with my husband, which is another flat out lie because it's very obvious to everyone around us. We have a very trusting relationship. I told her I would go along with the story that it simply just didn't work out. But if she makes us out to be the bad people, then I would be forced to tell people the truth. She is blocked on most things, still deciding if I should block her on everything now. I guess that will depend on how my blood STDs tests come back and if I need to pursue legal action. Mm-hmm. Update. My blood test results came back.
No. Oh, crap.
Negative for everything. Okay. So only thing she gave me was the infection. She went to my other friend and asked if she was talking shit. So she is definitely still invested and worried about what people think about her. I'm not sure if she knows that I know the lies she has been telling, but I don't care either way and just want her and the drama out of my life. I have blocked her on everything besides text messages in case something big comes up. This will probably be the last update unless something goes very sideways.
Yeah. Can you talk about bad roommate?
Yeah.
Wow. Does it get any worse?
That is disgusting. Was she in love with the husband or is she in love with her? How are you using someone else's toy?
Neither. She just is getting off.
She just but still, too like, cheap to...
Some of us
gross
keep,
about it, too.
Some of us keep the Bible in our bedside table, you know? Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
Y'all need Jesus.
Yeah. Straight up. Straight up, because wow.
Oh, dear. That's pretty bad.
Can you imagine how you have to have some screws loose to be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to help myself.
Yeah, this is okay.
Get comfortable here. Like, make myself at home. No kidding. You know?
This is mine, though. What's mine is yours.
I wonder- and what's yours is actually only mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, my infection, it can be yours, too, if you want. You can have that. That's fine.
So she must have used it multiple times.
Yes, because they only had the camera for what?
How many? Four days. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's been doing that for a long time.
Rinses, sniffs with just water. That's insane.
That's crazy.
and then puts it back.
It was probably cold like, water, too. You can't even
just use some Aquafina.
Not
some
even like, hot or, water.
No, what's it called? What's the... Oh, what's the generic hand soap? Like, just like anything?
Dawn?
Literally anything.
Not, no, that's like dish soap. I'm saying like anything. Literally like...
The soft soap?
Soft soap. Thank you. It's got the dolphin on the bottle. Like, just give me something.
Just rub it on a bar of soap?
Yeah. Some ivory. Just a bar of soap. Just anything. Some
Irish Spring.
I love Irish Spring.
No, I was just about to say... Oh, yo, pump the brakes. That's in my shower right now.
Irish Spring is the best. I love Irish Spring.
Hey, it's lavender scented and it's 5-in-1.
Okay, lavender. I can do the lavender. I don't.
What?
What do you need in it?
Every single thing.
Our dog.
Carpet. Yeah, it's like perfect. You can use it to wash your hair or wax your car.
Industrial.
And to a vibrator.
Yeah. But not in this case.
It would clean the vibrator.
Yeah, she didn't need to. Amy don't need that.
Yeah. Well, and what's weird is like there were so many other things, like other hygiene products. Like she had been in their room like a lot. She like that is just
everything.
Like who knows what she probably sniffed the husband's boxers, you know? Like aww. Probably did some weird nice. Stuff.
What? With a butt plug.
Don't talk about that.
Dang it.
Wow, she's fired.
Oh, yeah.
That was good, guys. That was good.
You
thanks
guys
for
both
entertaining
just...
that.
Am I the asshole for throwing out my roommate's cat because she wouldn't pay to replace my designer couch? I, 26 female, live with my roommate, Emily, 24F, who moved in about a year ago. She has a cat named Twinkle that she absolutely adores. I'm not a huge animal person, but I figured it wouldn't be a big deal as long as the cat stayed out of my things. She assured me Twinkle was well-behaved and wouldn't cause any issues. For the first few months, things were fine. Twinkle mostly stayed in her room, and I didn't really care what they got up to. But then Twinkle started wandering into the living room, jumping on my furniture and scratching at my expensive stuff. I own a $6,000 designer couch. It's cream colored and velvet. And I explicit.
You're literally saying it right.
Explicitly?
And I we didn't get to the second half of the word. I'm sorry, I spoke too soon.
Sleepingly.
Explicitly told Emily that Twinkle wasn't allowed on it. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I came home to find claw marks all over the armrest of my couch and a giant stain. I was livid. I immediately texted Emily, who apologized and said she'd try to clean it up. But the damage was already done, the scratches were permanent, and the stain wouldn't come out. I told Emily she needed to pay to replace the couch. She said she couldn't afford it, which honestly isn't my problem. I suggested she uses her savings, get a loan, or sell some of her stuff. But she refused and said I was being unreasonable. She offered to cover the cleaning costs, but that wouldn't fix the scratches or restore the couch to its original condition. After a week of her refusing to take responsibility, I decided I had enough. I told her that if she wasn't going to pay for the damage, then Twinkle couldn't stay here anymore. Emily thought I was bluffing, but I wasn't. While she was at work, I packed up Twinkle's things and took her to a no-kill shelter nearby. When Emily came home and couldn't find Twinkle, she freaked out. I calmly explained that I had given her plenty of chances to make things right and that her refusal to pay for the couch left me with no choice. She screamed at me, called me a monster, and went to the shelter immediately to get Twinkle back. She did get Twinkle, by the way.
Wow. Ooh, that's all I was worried about.
But now she's moving out at the end of the month, but she's been telling everyone at work and in our friend group that I stole her cat. A few people are on my side and agree that she should have paid for the damage, but most think I went too far. Emily's been crying nonstop, saying Twinkle is her emotional support. But I honestly think she's just using the cat to manipulate people. So, am I the asshole for rehoming my roommate's cat because she refused to pay for my couch?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like... Are you the hot take here? Dallas, are you gonna...
He's like, no.
If she has a designer couch, why does she have a roommate?
Yeah.
Period.
And 6,000 isn't that much. That's like normal nowadays.
Yeah.
So, what's her name?
What?
Ooh. 6,000?
We are on a $900 sectional.
Like, yeah, like, for me.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
I struggle because it's like, if you have a roommate, you set ground rules, you set boundaries, and if they don't follow through with that, like, they need to take responsibility for it, and like, your actions have consequences, and if your dumb cat, like, doesn't mind its own business, like...
Because you can just control an animal like that.
Totally. If it's an emotional support cat, get the training that it needs. Lock it up. Chain it. Whatever you need to do.
You want to put it in jail too?
Yeah.
Basically dead. The shelter.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. I think the best thing would have been, you have a week to get out. If you're not going to pay for stuff, then you need to leave. But that does leave her in a hard spot, because then it's like, okay, I gotta hurry and find a new roommate.
Right. So I don't think she cares.
Just sell your cat, your couch.
Well, you can't. Like, if it's damaged like that, like.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, can't they restore scratches? It's expensive. And, but the roommate offered to pay for it.
What? Pay for the cleaning.
They said this is the cleaning. This is a cream couch that's corduroy. So, like, these scratches. Or,
Come on, Joe.
Okay, velvet.
I think velvet makes a difference. Velvet.
Yeah, worse.
Velvet.
So do you want to put the cat down?
Listen, here's the thing. For a rental agreement, this is why all of the things in there about pets are so important. Like, this is exactly why that stuff is in there. If you're bringing somebody in with a pet, they have to pay a pet deposit, they have to pay pet rent and do all the things. But then they also are signing that they are taking responsibility for anything that their animal does.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, without that, as far as, like, who's the asshole and what's, like, definitive, like, you have no protection. So, if you're just in an agreement of, like, why are you smirking?
This is Joe in this story. When Joe lived with his brother, after his mission, he got a dog, and this dog was a terror. Her name was Shoni.
Hold up.
And Shoni destroyed his brother's couch. He lived with his brother.
Guess what?
Destroyed it. Bit a hole in it. And he did not pay nothing.
It was a hand-me-down couch. My brother didn't buy the couch. He received it for free from my mom. Leather. Now, like, I felt horrible about it, and I couldn't pay to replace the couch. Yeah. So, yes, I have been this person. But guess what? I gave the dog away to a nice family in Phoenix on Craigslist.
I mean, it's a little different.
But here's the thing.
It's different because I wasn't just a random roommate. Like, it was my brother. Yeah. And, like, he was very much a dog guy. He has, like, he had a dog, too. Like, we love animals and, like.
But that does suck for your brother. Like, that sucks.
Like, I know what it's like to have something that's nice that gets damaged or ruined and, like, you can't replace. Like, that's, it's not so much the item itself.
Yeah.
Like, it's more about the item, not really the cost that, like, for me. And so if you have rules that say, that's what I'm talking about.
What is
So, like, the story that I'm thinking of, what's that?
Is it the car?
No. So my dad made me a leather wallet.
Oh, that's cool.
And Posey got it and chewed it up, up all my credit cards.
Oh.
I chased her all around the backyard.
And our friends came over and they were like, we hear swearing and yelling from the backyard. Is everything okay? Yeah. We're like, hey, come in. Don't worry about it. And we just watched Dallas and the dog circles for like 10 minutes around, just swearing.
It's like a pocket pit bull. It's this little muscular dog.
Oh, so fast.
You will never catch that dog.
No, yeah. No. And like,
chewed up all of his cash.
Like
the leather wallet. Like, it was so nice.
I had that wallet for probably 10 years, 15 years. And like, can we make a new one? Yes, of course we can make a new one. Right. That's not that big of a deal. Like, luckily my dad's still around and all of that. But it's the idea that he took the effort, the energy, that was a gift that he made and gave to me. Like, and that's my own dog that I love more than anything, and I wanted to kill her that day.
You didn't take her to the no kill. You took her to the euthanized in a day shelter.
Yeah, I took her back to the shelter we got her from. Yeah.
Like, you can have her.
Like,
oh, that's horrible.
Like, I've had her chew up my shoes and stuff, and like, I get pissed because it's like, that's my, so like, I can totally agree with that. Now, taken into a shelter, that's a little extreme. But like, if you're not taking responsibility for it, like, how are you going to learn? Like, sorry, bitch.
Yeah, like your cat's out of here.
You're done.
To the shelter. Yeah, there. That is a bold freaking move.
But then that's taking like her property.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she destroyed your property. Right. I mean.
But in your shared living space that she pays rent in.
Yeah.
And like you didn't. What if you guys split the couch? What if you didn't have your own $6,000 couch in there? There's things. I just.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it though is like people that have stuff like that have it because they're into that stuff. Like shoes. Mm-hmm. That's something that people want. Like the super expensive shoes that are like collectible.
Right. It's not that you're rich. It's just like I decide to splurge in this.
Yeah. It's like a collectible item that you could potentially in the future resell for a lot of money if you keep it in good shape.
Yeah.
Probably not a couch.
Couches but are like as bad of an investment as cars.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like, yeah, it's just like the fact, you know, I have a designer couch.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You just, that's like a flex that people
love. I would love to have a nice couch. One day, Internet Frenzy will see us on a solid $6,000 couch. Probably even more, honestly.
I'm going to have my dog come over and test it out if that's okay with, no, my dog. I'm going to bring my dog over to test out your designer couch when you get it.
So oh, yeah. And Pancake and once we'll hang out too.
Yeah. I think that's great. A good idea.
I'll probably wait till my dogs are dead to get a nice couch. Yeah, that's
probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Too soon.
Oh, did your dog die?
No.
Oh,
shit. I was going to be like, I'm not ready to cry right now with Posey. Are you freaking kidding me?
No, she's alive and well.
Forget Pancakes and Woods, Posey.
Posey? Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Posey is just eating everything.
Yeah, good. She's probably eating your shoes right now.
I hope so.
I miss that little Poyo.
I know. We need to go over there and see her.
She would love to lick you.
I'd let her.
She could lick me.
She could lick all sorts of things.
She licked that vibrator clean.
What if she's just like, here? Am I the asshole for being angry that my roommate was sleeping under my bed for months without telling me?
Dude, roommates are weird.
Yeah, I don't know where these people come from. I, 24 male, have lived with my roommate Carl, 24 male, for 2 years. Two boys. A few months into rooming with him, he told me he was pansexual. I said, okay, cool. I'm not interested in that personal information, nor am I judgmental. I said, all right. A few times over the last year, he has asked me if I have ever considered experimenting with other men. I said, nope. Also, I said I didn't feel comfortable with him asking such a personal question. It's not like we are close friends and we are only roommates by happenstance, basically. Anyway, every time I said this, he basically said, we'll see. I was like, what?
He don't take no for no.
We'll see.
We'll see about that when you see me under your bed.
Anyways, last night I had a horrifying experience. I heard a noise under my bed. It was movement. At first, I thought I was imagining things, but then I heard it again. I thought, oh my gosh, is it a mouse or a rat or some shit? My...
some shit.
Or some shit.
Dog shit under there moving?
Moving around. This was like 3 a.m., so I got out of bed and looked under with my phone flashlight. I would never be so brave.
Oh, I would never do that.
I would just be like... I don't know what I'd do. I would like stand on my bed and jump across the room.
Yeah.
And run away.
And book it.
There was some bitch. Like, literally, he would. He'd be like, you look, I can't look. You look. Isaiah woke me up out from a dead sleep to kill a cricket in the bathroom. I was dead asleep. And he's like, I need you to kill this cricket. Yeah. I'm like, are you for real?
I hate bugs.
He hates bugs.
Like, that is my thing. I hate bugs.
High five.
Thank you.
Noelle is the man of the house when it comes to bugs.
Out of our house because there were
I will kill crickets.
I will kill crickets.
I didn't know that about you.
Oh, if we get cockroaches or spiders, Noelle is the man of the house and we'll kill them.
The problem is...
Listen, no, fumigate it.
No, you're good.
Oh,
we did. We had to move out. We fumigated the house and moved out for 3 days.
It was like 2 months ago. It was
like 3 cockroaches.
2 months ago, Noelle had a plant by our kitchen sink. and I saw something moving. I'm like, what is that? And I look, and I couldn't see. It was a big old fat cockroach. Oh, it was like 2 inches long. Oh, I scream like, shit! She's like, what? And I'm like, no. And like, almost in tears. I'm like, get the blanket. And like, I'm in our master bedroom, which is all the way on the other side of the house. She grabs it, takes it outside, throws it. And
you rubbed it? Your bare hands?
Shut the fuck
up. Somebody's
got to be the man of the house, you guys.
You are a savage.
You grabbed it with your hand.
Not the
plant.
Oh, no.
She grabbed the cock in her hand.
You grabbed that freaking cockroach and you took him out?
No, she's like, not
to my guy.
Like,
and then just crinkled
him. Yeah, literally like, you mother.
Sorry, bro. This is very off topic.
Ripping its wings off. Like.
Not in my house.
Not in my house.
You look it straight in the eye.
The thing would start hissing at you and like, oh no,
look at me, from the devil, literally.
Did I plug it in the pier?
Absolutely.
You're a beast.
Wow.
I love my husband.
I will 100% say Noelle is the man of the house when it comes to bugs.
I could never. Joe literally is like, take notes. No, I cannot. I will never be Noelle. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying
intruders. I will take care of.
You do kill the bugs. Okay, he kills the bugs. He's the man of the house.
Yeah.
That's it.
Intruders, I will take care of the intruders.
So I got out of bed and looked under my phone with the flashlight. Now, this is where the most startling moment of my life. I guess I am lucky because I've never before this moment felt true terror and fear as a physical sensation. But as I was completely jolted, there under my bed was my roommate staring wide-eyed at me, and he screeched. Which adds up so much. Screech.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Why are you on top of my bed? And he screeched when I looked under the bed. I literally thought I was having a heart attack. Then I started hearing, sorry. My roommate crawled out from under the bed crying and apologizing over and over. No. I was so creeped out and afraid that I ran out of the apartment in my pajamas. He probably has no shoes on. There was a Dunkin' Donut that was 24/7 a few blocks away. So I sat there with a decaf and a breakfast sandwich with my heart thundering away.
How do you have an appetite at that point?
He's just shoeless and in his pajamas and this Dunkin' Donuts at 3 a.m.
Just decaf coffee and a sausage McMuffin. Just
staring
like,
into the ether of like...
He's like, wow, you got it bad, dude.
No. Reminds me of that meme, first time. He's sitting there in the Dunkin' Donuts like, this is normal midnight activities for us.
My roommate kept texting me, asking me to talk. I ignored it. In the text, he found a way to horrify me even further. He confessed he had been sleeping under my bed a few nights a week for 3 or 4 months, and that he was doing it to get closer to me and physically saturate each other.
What the hell does that mean?
I literally don't know. Physically saturate each other.
Physically saturated someone before?
Yeah, no. It's awesome. You just lay under their bed for hours.
And you just wild.
Their dead skin.
Their dead skin is just falling off. Constantly. I waited for him to go to work, and I ran into the apartment, got my essentials, and left. I am currently crashing with a buddy. Our lease is up in 1 month. My intention is to simply not renew. This dude is blowing up my phone, and I'm getting texts from other people, some friends of mine, and some bozos who were friends with him. He is going around telling people I shamed him, and I am rejecting his apologies. Some people are claiming I overreacted and invalidated his feelings. Most people agree he was improper. That is not even scratch the surface of what that was.
That's frowned upon.
I mean, that's like serial killer, stalker type of.
All the red flags.
Getting ready to kill him. It's like a snake, like sizing up.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. He's the python getting ready to just slither up into him.
And in him.
Oh, no.
I think most people agree with me. It was improper, but think I should work it out with him and give a second chance because he's sensitive.
Oh.
I feel like I am losing my mind, and I'm seriously 20% convinced I'm experiencing a long, lucid dream of some sort and wondering if I'm going to wake up or in the middle of a coma or something because this shit is so insane to me. Yeah. Like, literally, maybe... Like, not really, but maybe really. I mean, what the F? So, am I the asshole, or is everyone around me a effing nut?
I can't believe. Who is supporting the bed sleeper?
I'm
just kidding.
Like, all things aside, like, whether that's a roommate, or like a sibling, or a family member, that's like, just... That's
weird. Even that's a spouse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dallas, I mean, you would be so freaked out.
If you woke up and I was on your bed,
and your flashlight. You're just flashlight.
Wide-eyed.
Who's smashing that bug? Who are you going to call to just put that one out?
No.
No. See, it's you with the screech when you notice.
I'm sorry. I'm closer to you. Come back.
What in the world? Yeah,
that's just.
And then having him say, we'll see.
Yeah. That was threatening. Yeah. That was threatening.
In love with him from the beginning. Oh,
yeah. That was serial killer behavior.
That's, yes.
Yeah.
Cut him off.
I'm like shook. Upset. And now I'm going to check my bed before I go to bed tonight.
No, you won't.
Because I have so many people obsessed with me. You never know. Yeah.
I'm grateful that our bed literally allows this much room underneath.
Yeah, that is like...
Yeah. I love that about our bed.
The box mattress spring. We have the box spring, so there's no way
we have like a small frame that sits on the ground.
No chance. It's just the box spring.
Okay.
I've tried putting my fingers under there to be like that's, bugs. That's, no, that's there's nothing there. There's bugs? Nothing there.
Killers.
Yeah. There's nothing under there.
I would love to see you just grab a fat cockroach and look in the camera and just.
In the camera.
Yeah.
Do you know how many views you get?
Thousands.
Right.
Would you kiss her ever again?
Never.
No. No.
That would probably be the end of it. Because I would not be able to look at her the same.
You'd be like, you were a savage. You can eat a cockroach. There's people out there that eat them all the time.
Yeah, Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls?
Bear Grylls.
Gotcha, that makes more sense.
Do you know who that is?
No. I go,
you didn't say Bear Grylls, you said Bear Girls. Okay, yeah.
I've seen Bear Grylls, though. Have you guys seen Bear Grylls?
Oh, yes.
Dude. Just one.
No. Just you lying. Bear Grylls, he's real. Bear Grylls, not real.
Bear Grylls, anyone believe me? Raise your hand.
No.
You're correct, I'm the fake on that, yes.
Yeah.
You guys are good. You guys are good.
How do you guys feel about our stories now that you've heard all of them?
Yeah, who's the fake? Am I the asshole for sleeping with my roommate in exchange for her not paying rent?
Oh.
I do it every month.
That was my story of my life.
Sorry for the throwaway. I'm a bit in a situation where I believe I'm not the a-hole, but my sister's saying I am. And it's getting to me and also affecting our relationship. This is not a porno, just a bullshit situation I'm stuck in. If you don't believe me, that's fine. I'm living this shit at the moment. So OP's fired up.
No kidding.
I'm 23M and had up until 2 months ago a roommate, 23F. Long story short, I spotted her rent last year in June because she couldn't pay it. She lost her job. I didn't mind as we have lived together for 2 years. Up until that point, she's never been late before, and due to my job, I make a very comfortable living. So spotting her rent wasn't an issue. Yeah, I'm that guy. We lived together since college, but nothing happened between us before. In July, she got a new job, but her salary was reduced by almost half, so she couldn't afford to keep paying rent, $550 a month. So we were at $550 a month for rent, and she can't afford it.
That's crazy.
Like, what do you make for a living? I can't even...
Right.
Anyway. I have to stress this. I didn't come up with this or suggest the agreement. Jade came to me. Her name's Jade. Of course it is. Yeah, freaking stripper. Jade came to me around the 5th of July, if I remembered correctly. Significant. I don't know why. It was after Independence Day. And if I remember correctly, and suggested that she paid me back what she owed me with sex, if possible. that I could cover her rent until she got a better job. She will pay that back with sex as well. Her idea. Okay?
It's better that it's her idea, not his, though.
Of course.
Do we know if it's really?
This like, is the stick.
About fillers first.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't hate it if we banged for rent.
He's like,
hey, I have this idea. I'm broke.
Yeah.
Do you want
to
bang?
It almost has to be the guy's idea, though.
Man, it's been a couple months since I've been on a date.
Hey, we know the real world is that it probably effing was her idea.
Yeah.
And the guy. Girls
are way more sexual than men, low-key.
And guess what? Yeah. There's more story.
We're more savage.
I'm listening.
Let's go.
I'm ready.
All right. Those are the exact words she used. It took me a couple of minutes, and I'm not going to lie. I did find her attractive, and to be honest, I have been feeling lonely for a couple of months as I couldn't go out due to work. Due to work.
Sorry, Jade.
Babe, what was the username on the
server? Never heard of it. As I couldn't go out due to work, keeping me busy and being tired all the time. So I agreed. I initially thought she was joking, but when I said yes, she jumped me. It was fun, and we screwed like a rabbit. Whenever she wanted sex or I wanted, we would go at it. This arrangement went on up until 2 months ago because she had to move to another state for a job offer. We even said goodbye with sex.
Of course.
Wow.
Now the whole family was over at my parents' house this last weekend for dinner, as we do every 3 months just to catch up. My brother, 26M, told me he ran into Jade and thought she was cute. Now, me and my brothers have an agreement. If one of us had slept with a girl or dated a girl, we would be totally honest and tell each other to avoid any issues or awkwardness in the future. Smart. Nothing like details, just a heads up, basically. I told my brother that I've slept with Jade. He did ask if we were in a relationship, and I told him no, just casual sex for a few months in exchange for me paying her rent. But we are also still talking. He even asked when I turned into her sugar daddy. My nosy sister, 20F, then just busted into the room calling me a bunch of despicable things for taking advantage of a poor woman and basically forcing her to exchange her body for a place to live. I was pissed and told her to F off as it was none of her business what two adults do. She has always done this, listened in on a conversation and then got mad at what was said. I wanted to piss her off and I told her she lives with her boyfriend without paying rent, so she basically is doing the same thing. I know I'm the asshole for what I said, but years of this behavior from her just pissed me off, and I said the first thing that came to mind. I did apologize, but she is still pissed, which it's her right to be, but what she said got to me a bit, and I'm left wondering if I did take advantage of a shit situation. Again, I didn't suggest the arrangement at all. Jade did. I didn't force her. I told Jade I was willing to cover the rent amount left and that she could pay what she could afford. But then after she got a new job, she could just pay me back monthly until the debt is settled, no sex needed. None of us cheated as we weren't in a relationship and Jade wasn't happy with it and even came, Jade was happy with it and even came on to me more and initiated sex more than I did. I know I sound like some emotionless asshole, but the arrangement worked for us. She got a place to stay without depleting her savings and I got my needs met that I couldn't do due to work obligations. I even remember a conversation we had after sex where she also stated it was nice finally getting her needs met as work took up much of her time doing things yourself only gets you so far. It wasn't like just hump and dump as we are still in contact with each other and don't know where we go from here, but we are still talking. I'm a bit lost at the moment as well because we did discuss maybe a relationship between us, but we never finished that conversation. Am I the asshole?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. She got out great.
Yeah, she did.
Like, she obviously wanted it as well, and she, no rent. Like, that's awesome for her.
Wait, so did she have to pay it back? Like, once she got a better job?
That was the agreement, is, like, basically sex was the payment. So, like, she wouldn't have to repay.
God, that's crazy.
That is wild.
That's amazing.
Well, I think he should ask her if that was, like, if he's really concerned that, like, he took advantage of her, then if they're still in contact. Just be like, bro, did I take advantage? She's going to be like, no, man.
No, I was. But,
yeah.
But also, the only reason why it's being brought up is because a third party who has no clue what is going on. Right. Like, if he thought there was an issue, it sounds like he would have brought it up and said, like, hey, are you cool with this? Like, it sounds like they've had enough conversations.
Right.
The sister's just being a nosy bee.
Exactly. It's like he didn't even really like care. Like the situation just was what it was. His brother runs into this girl and he's like, bro, I banged her before. Like this is our brother agreement. Like there's kind of like a no-go, no fly zone. Yeah. And the sister's like, what did you do? You're a piece.
Well, there was definitely not even enough, like from what he said, there was not enough like context for her to even, like obviously from like what he said, it probably did sound bad to her, you know, but like she doesn't know the full story, so.
I bet the sister made him post this to see what would happen.
Oh, to see like what the comments were.
What the comments were.
Was majority of them like, you're not the asshole?
Yeah, most of them are saying you're not the asshole, but prostitution's illegal, so.
Oh.
Because it is prostitution.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sex for money.
Oh. True that.
Here's a good comment. You're a whore. Wait, she's a whore. Wait, someone here is a whore, and I love it. Not the asshole. P.S. Does this mean you have a room available? Full disclosure, I'm a whore.
Willing to do the same.
Can you imagine paying $550 for rent, though?
That sounds fair.
Or $1,100 between the two of them? That has to be the
fake. It'd be just from the
just from
price yeah, alone. Right.
Like, well, like nah.
ChatGPT knows.
Subreddit. 2020. Yeah, that's a fake.
Yeah. No, and then what's funny is, like, she claims that she's not getting her needs met because of work, but can't afford the $550 rent. Maybe she was, like, because it was her idea. Maybe she was like, maybe I can get this guy. I can't afford this rent. But if he's willing to have sex with me in exchange for it, then I can just, like, bankroll.
But she also wanted it.
Yeah, I'm sure. And she also probably wanted her money, too. I mean, if it was her idea, she came out
a winner.
I can't, we can't rule it out.
Okay, I think, Marley, I really want yours to be fake. Like, I'm just kind of willing that into existence. Like,
please be fake. I think that one is true.
Okay.
It's too extreme.
No, follow your heart and you follow your heart.
Okay, okay. I'm following my heart. I say Marley.
I want to say the designer couch one is the fake one.
Really?
Just because it's like.
You relate to that so much. Are you sure?
Like. Hers is like too crazy to like not be true. The vibrator is another one that's like,
right?
Okay, that's that.
You have to be ballsy to bring that one as a fake story, but I mean, it's possible.
I've done worse.
No,
yeah,
you haven't.
No, the hair addicting one was wild.
That was a weird one.
That one was fake. Final guess is Isaiah, and your final guess is Marley.
Yeah,
you say me.
Wow, okay.
I love it.
Damn,
you'll have to find out.
Okay. Tune in to find out. Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you got not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after that.
Guys.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay, well, let's wrap this up, my sexy man.
Sick. Thank you guys for joining us. Much appreciate. And thank you guys for listening. Follow us on socials. Give us a like.
Yes.
Rate us on your favorite podcasting app, please. The ratings go a long way. Drop a 5-star if you're a listener. We know that there's a handful of you that are listening.
Yes.
If you would take the time, we would very much appreciate it. Thank you for the support. Much love. Bye.
Marley just touched my foot.
Internet. Guys, internet friends.
You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to.
Internet friends.
Oh, literally. It feels so good. It feels so good.